Welcome to an episode of That Animated Podcast.
Two gems.
You know, in our last episode, we were talking about opening fan mail and we went through an old video of ours. It was kind of like nostalgic in a way. So we kind
and
of
a little bit cringe.
A little bit, but we were thinking about the times when we would send mail to each other. Many of you may not know, but we started off long distance. We actually didn't live like anywhere near each other growing up. So that's why we have vastly different backgrounds and like, oh, Emmy's from Chicago and I'm from Ohio.
Yeah.
Or Ohio. Well, to be fair, Chicago is a little different than just Illinois.
And I wasn't Chicago, but I was pretty much near it.
Yeah.
Close enough.
But yeah, that's why we have such different like experiences growing up.
We were also pretty lucky, though, that we were only like a state apart.
Yeah, it's like an afternoon drive. It's kind of long, but it's not too bad.
Which, by the way, Dalton had never done long-distance driving before he met me.
I never did driving, really. I was like a fresh driver. I didn't really have...
And he drove 5 hours.
Yeah, I had no like reason to go anywhere, so I didn't really get a driver's license for a long time. And then, you know, I was like out of high school. It's like, okay, maybe I should just get a license now because Emmy wants me to go visit her.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I didn't have a license after school is because I went to the same job as my brother, so he would just drive me there and home every day. So, like,
aww.
I didn't need a car for a while. And eventually I was just like, okay, I want to get my permit and get my license because I want to drive 5 hours.
Five?
And my mom was like...
Whole hours.
Yeah, she's like, What?
I was so surprised that your family was okay with it.
I mean, they were fine with it, but they were also like, you what? You've never driven before. How do you know you can do that?
Yeah, he like pushed to get all this done for me, guys.
Oh my gosh.
Me.
But I did end up doing the whole drive, and it was a little scary the first time I went to do it because it was like, Oh my gosh, what happens if I break down? What happens if something happens to me? And that's just, you know, that's the risk you take when you do something like that.
I was worth the risk.
Oh my gosh. Oh. I mean, I wasn't going to turn back that when I was on the highway, but I was that scared. Like, I was like,
scared enough.
Like, I just want to go home. I'm scared.
Yeah, there was a point when you were thinking about turning around, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what nervous. I mean. Like, I was just like scared.
I don't blame you.
There was not like, I don't want to do it. It was like, I'm scared to do it, but I did it anyway.
And then you showed up and I hid.
Yeah. I'm like, that's kind of crazy to think about that. I went like, I drove to an entire state by myself and like, I barely knew how to drive before that.
Near Cadillac.
Cadillac. It was a Buick.
Cadillac.
It was a 98 Buick. It was blue. Those of you who know cars, you probably know exactly what that is.
Yeah, I know there's car enthusiasts out there that you like, you can look at a car and know exactly what pieces were used to build
it. Yes, that one's from a Nissan. Ah, yes.
Nissan.
And that part's from an Odyssey.
Super Mario? So, yeah, we used to be long distance, and it was for a few years. And then he did come to visit the first time, and then he came out again. Like, he came out a couple times
to
see me.
I went to visit you on your birthday when you turned 18.
Yeah. Had to, you know, make sure I was 18 first.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, yeah, I did not want to mess with that. Like, I was already, like... I was barely an adult, but I was an adult. You were like 16, 17. So I was just like, just to be safe, I'm not going to meet you until like we're both old enough to where nobody can say like something weird happened. Yeah, I was really careful about that.
I know it.
But yeah, that's kind of how we met. And for a while, we were just kind of sending mail to each other.
Yeah, because listen, this was before... freaking smartphones, okay? This is before.
Like, way before.
Like, and it cost a lot to text and everything.
Yeah. If you had a smartphone at this point, You were like in the future. It was like, whoa.
I can't imagine what we could have done if we were in a long distance relationship now. Like, there's so many, it's so much easier to do things together.
Yeah. Back then, there was not a lot for like us to do together. We kind of had to be creative. That's probably why we ended up just doing projects together, because that was the most interesting thing you could do with someone online.
That's also kind of why we're both so stuck to the computer, because everything we did together was based on the computer, because that was the closest long distance thing we can do. Like, of course, we do phone calls, and I would cut class to call you.
But those
you.
Were different. Like, we weren't like doing anything. If anything, they felt almost inconvenient.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, I gotta like stop everything I'm doing to talk. Like, do we even have anything to talk about? I want to do something.
Yeah. Wait.
What? I want to do something with you. Like, I'd rather just.
You didn't. You didn't like just stopping and talking.
Shut up! Oh my gosh, you know me.
It's I called him. I called him every time during lunch for a while. I wanted to talk to you.
I know. It's not like I didn't like talking or didn't look forward to it. It's just oh my gosh.
I'm just giving him a hard time.
If we could have like video called or something, that would have been better. Like, or done something like over the phone like you can now.
No, I get what you're saying.
Geez, you're so easy to offend. It's like,
no,
what?
I'm
what?
Joking. I'm playing it up. Listen, some people really don't get when I'm playing it up, but I'm just playing it up for the fun.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
I'm blinking twice.
You can't blink at all.
Wow. See, she removed my ability to blink.
I can't
either.
That's
why I had to say it.
I just wanted us to always be able to look at
each other. I'm blinking twice.
Listen.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like when I would especially be lonely in certain days, I would have to be in the South Building. And the South Building was not the North Building, because my school had two buildings you had to walk back and forth to. In South Building, I never had any friends there. So, like, especially during lunch, I would just hang out in the staircase hallway and, like, write a letter to Dalton because I was lonely.
Oh, my God.
And I would miss him. And I would draw little pictures. But then I think one time, because I was on the stairs and it was while I was writing something to you, a teacher noticed me. And I think that they were like low-key concerned about me because I'm just like, I look like a depressed, lonely kid.
Damn.
And so they invited me to the lunch table with them, which is fine. I appreciated it. But I also was nervous that it made me look like people were looking at me because I was sitting with a teacher, but I appreciated them.
Are you
looking
okay,
out for
ma'am?
Me.
Do you need someone to eat lunch with?
No, no. Like, because I wasn't supposed to be there. I was supposed to be in lunch. I should have just gone into the bathroom.
Wait, were you like eating lunch in the hallway?
Well, I wasn't even eating, I don't think.
Oh, then like, why do they even bother you? Why didn't they just see you? I was like, oh, you're in the hallway? Okay.
Because I wasn't supposed to be.
Oh, my. I guess, I don't know. My school probably wasn't as locked down as yours. I forget.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a Chicago school. So they were like, hey, where's your class?
We had security guards everywhere. Like,
oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I know there was one time I was taken way too long outside when I was on the phone with you. And then a guard walked by because I think he was getting suspicious of me. And I just made my way back inside. And I think I'd.
Our school did not have guards. They do now, though, because we had an incident.
Of course. What school doesn't have an incident?
I mean, it wasn't, I don't know how bad it was, but it wasn't like the worst, you know, it wasn't like a shooting or anything, but some kid snuck a machete into class.
A machete?
Yeah. Pretty sure, like some kind of like long hunting knife.
Yeah, you had them.
It was a big blade, I heard. And
you had them hunting kids, like shooting and deer.
He like grabbed some girl and was trying to hold her hostage in a classroom.
What?
Yeah. And then one of the teachers jumped him.
Jumped? Oh, yeah. My God. What? Okay, this was...
Or a couple teachers.
Was this
did.
In your class, or did you just
no,
hear about it?
No, it was not in my class. It's all secondhand.
Was it in it your was, grade?
No, it was just... It was in the high school.
Okay.
It was one just of my brother's there. Classes. He was supposed to be oh. in, I think.
Was yeah. he not?
Yeah, he was not there. I think he was homesick. It was just like, huh? What? What's going? What do you mean? I'm not in class.
I feel like he would have punched him.
I don't know. I think he would have just laughed at the teacher stomping the other kid.
Don't be
oh
dumb.
My God. But yeah, it was. I was in another class, and I'm not kidding. Like our teacher like put the school on lockdown. And we were in a whole, like, different section of the school. And he just shut the door. He's like, whatever's going on, it ain't affecting us.
Oh,
get back to work.
God.
And we were literally just working on our schoolwork during the lockdown.
What class was it?
It was a 3D class. I don't think what? Any- yeah. Yeah.
You ain't gonna stop us, 3D kids.
I mean, yeah. It's honestly for the longest time I avoided
to do with that.
Learning 3D because of that class because I like it was intimidating.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was also a lot more manual back then.
Yeah, that makes sense. There were less tools.
Oh my God. But yeah, like looking back, it's like, yeah, he probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
we probably actually should have locked down because like there was actually something going on in a classroom.
Insane. Ohio, yeah. Ohio kids do it different, huh?
Yeah, that dude went to prison.
Oh.
Yeah.
You think people write letters to him?
No.
See, I'm circling back into the letters. Did you read my letters? Did you read them?
No.
Do you have them still?
No, I threw them all out. Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't throw them out. I put them to good use. I burned them because I was cold. So thank you. They kept me warm.
Use a blanket.
Oh, I never thought about that. Oh, dang it. I'll remember that next time.
I saved our Dairy Queen spoons.
I know.
I saved our spoons. I still have them.
I'm like, that's garbage. Please throw that
You're
away.
You're awful. I showed him my sentimental box. And it had spoons. Things that he sent me. And I kept the two spoons from when we went to Dairy Queen because it was the first time he came to visit me. And it was the first place that we went to together.
Oh, my God. And
that was my childhood Dairy Queen.
And then you kept the garbage.
As there are spoons!
I just like giving you a hard time.
I know, and I love you for it. That's
why
I'm still
here. Throw out the trash.
No. You're going to have to pry them from my cold, dead hands.
Emmy's going to be in her coffin, and it's going to be... We're going to put
I
microplastics
am
into the
holding
tree.
Those spoons. Oh, yeah, my tree coffin, because I when I die, I'd like to become a tree.
No, we talked about this in another episode.
I know. I'm just... Yeah. I'm telling it to the people that don't know about it.
No, we were going to do a joint pod...
Yeah, we're going to become a tree together.
No, you said, I'm going to become a tree.
Oh, my
we
God.
We are going to become a tree.
Oh, my God. You're so... Guys, he's locked in.
Shut up.
He really wants to become the tree with me, guys. What kind of tree do you want to be?
We should be a fruit tree so that way we provide sustenance to the next generation.
Dude, they're going to know that it came out of a body.
Come eat Joltoid. Joltoid?
Dude, we should be red and green apples.
Huh? That tastes like Joltoid. Yeah, we should honestly have a Granny Smith tree and a like what are the red apples? Yeah, I'll be the red apples. You'll be the green apples, and it'll be like a joint tree. And then when they grow, they can like twist up.
Wait, there needs to be lemons in there too for Lily because I feel like she would be a lemon.
Lily, we'll have to have one for every pet by the time we're that old.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one for Lily. Here's one for...
No, Lily's going to live forever.
I don't know. Let me seed all of our pet names right now. Okay, Lily, Bob, Jerry,
Bob,
Cheese,
Catherine,
why Meredith.
Are we naming them these things?
Meredith is the last one. Yeah, after the worm. You're right. I will name our last pet after the worm.
I don't want to do that.
Why not?
That's freaking weird. You're do weird. I want to name something after your parasite?
Oh, it's a parasite.
She accepts what she is.
I thought they had a brain tumor. Huh? Pregnant worm thing.
She's not pregnant.
Oh, it's just your brain. It's skipping. It's like the brain is shorting out.
It's because you upset her and she's like fritzing me out. Oh, yeah. I want to talk about one of the things that I sent you in the mail once, which was because we would send each other clothes sometimes so we can like smell each other, you know, get the good whiff. And the...
Stop! Oh, that's disgusting.
I remember you specifically said that you were going to inspect it for a hair and you were going to keep it.
Inspect it for a hair?
Yeah, you wanted one of my hairs.
That sounds so creepy.
You were
going to
look for one of my hairs.
I'm going to find a hair at this. I'm going to keep
it. I'm going to look for one of your hairs.
Oh, my God. So what, did you pluck a hair and hide it?
I don't remember, but probably.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to hold on to your But hair. No. That wasn't even what I wanted to say. I sent you a sweater. One of my sweaters that I wore all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I had worn it to school.
Yeah, and it had all of the fucking gunk from your classes.
Dalton got sick.
Yeah.
He was wearing my sweater.
You just transported.
It was like
all,
really, really
what
big
you should have done
something.
Is you should have just slept in it and that's it.
Yeah. Well, like, I wanted like you to have my
person.
All day smell.
Oh, you have my stink. Gotta get my tits sweat.
No.
Okay. Yeah, but then I ended up getting like really sick and I had like the flu basically.
Yeah, I felt so bad.
It was like 10 minutes after, like, and then an hour after
Ten.
I'm like
what?
In bed. Yeah, I started like sniffling like right after.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And then like within an hour I was like sleepy.
Oh my God, I killed you.
Yeah, you really did.
That's
nasty.
Biological weapon.
Bless you.
Thank you. Huh?
Yeah, it really was a biological. What was your point of doing that to me?
What?
Why did you do that to me?
I didn't do it
a
on
biological
purpose. I didn't
attack?
Mean to give you the
you.
Bad germs.
Here's my
no!
germs.
Oh my God. Well, you know? Listen, you gave me one of your shirts and it was... I think it was the purple striped one, and I used it as a pillowcase.
Yeah, nice for you to have like something that was clean sent to you.
But you wore it, right?
Yeah, but I didn't like roll around in my class chairs and bus and everything.
That's not what I did.
I didn't roll around.
I didn't think
I didn't
of it.
Shit on it and smear it and rub it on the floor. Sweating it all day. Yeah. Then I burned it.
No, you did not.
I don't even remember which one it was.
It was one of my hoodies. I don't know. I had a lot.
I just remember going like fading out after that and passing out.
You didn't.
Everything went black.
No, you didn't.
Guys, I think Emmy secretly wanted to kill me all along.
Why would I do that? Oh, because I love you so much, I just have to kill you like yandere.
Yeah, you want
to
rush the tree.
I feel like I would be a little bit yandere. I feel like that's
you would
fitting.
Cling on to me and then be like, okay, tree time.
Okay, tree time. And what? We just immediately sprout roots and branches and leaves.
No, all I'm going to say is I'm just not going to stand over any ledges.
Shut up. Shut yeah. up.
You're just going to grab That's me. Like go, the- tree time. Tree hug. And then just, I get off me. I mean, I'm falling. Oh, no. Ah.
Tree.
Yeah, that's how it's going to happen.
You know, I guess, honestly, since I am part plant, like, you know, I have that little sprout in my head and everything. I feel like I could infect you with my roots or something. Like,
see?
Like...
What if what happens is you just infect my tree and then uh-huh. you just like eat me before I could grow?
No.
And then it just grows into your seed.
No. No, stop. No, we become one tree, okay? Okay. okay, no, we'll just become one tree. They just have to hybrid us. People, there's hybrid trees. There's like a hybrid tree, I think, in Japan that has like every fruit or some, not every fruit.
Okay,
not every fruit, but bananas, it has like a lot
apples,
of fruit.
Oranges. Wow, it's all here.
There's some like super mutated tree. Do you think that hurts the tree?
If you can genetically modify trees, maybe it's not the hardest to have two different color apples.
Yeah.
We could have like, maybe they wouldn't necessarily have to be like Granny Smith, but
wait,
they could just be green and red.
And then we can do yellow apples for Lily. We could do that. Just have a mix.
Yellow, but we're gonna have to, like I said, we're gonna have to do one for every pet. So then we'll have to have the yellow, and then we'll have to have lemons and bananas, and then avocados. Okay, we'll put them all on one tree.
Ooh, an avocado is also a fruit.
Go on.
And then I got you, what else? I got you those Squirtle Squad glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And I sent him a big plushy Squirtle. Because Squirtle was his favorite. And listen, if you tell me you have a favorite Pokemon, if you tell me you have a favorite anything, I'm going to latch on to that. And I know exactly what to spoil you with.
Oh my gosh. I just like...
I love when people have favorite things because I just want to give you those things.
I just like having big like pillows and stuff. That's me. I don't like little plushies as much. I just
It was like a big... Yeah, it was really big. It was like huggable. It was my replacement
kind of like
for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, you could use it like
one. It was an old...
Yeah, it was the old like fat version.
One of the classic plushies. It was very soft, very comfy.
Yeah, I don't know what like who made it, but it was actually really well made.
I wonder if those are still out there.
There are some like plushies that look really janky, even some official ones.
Oh, yeah.
Like, have you ever seen the ones of, like, Princess Peach and Rosalina? Like, those
the,
are...
The humans are definitely scary. Harder
or
to
like
turn
Or, like, the
into
square
plushies.
Kirby.
I was gonna mention the Kirbys. Like, even when we were in Little Tokyo and there was, like, this... the store that had really good plushies and a bunch of official plushies. The cutest plushies you'd ever see. All of their Kirbys just weren't circle.
They were kind of square looking.
Really struggle with Kirbys. But I feel like if you go and see fan-made plushies, it'll be completely round. Fans really know how to make plushies.
I don't think that it's that they don't know how to make plushies. It's they don't know how to make plushies at scale. Like, they'd rather make them look close enough.
And then produce them at mass.
Yeah, than to like have any pride in how they look. I think some companies, it's more important how many units they move.
You know what Kirby plushie I want?
The square one?
No. You know, they probably have a square one now because of Minecraft Kirby.
I guess so. Wait, there's Minecraft Kirby?
Yeah, from Smash.
Oh,
when
I guess,
swallows
I forgot
Steve,
about
he
that.
Becomes
oh my God.
Cube Kirby. Smash gives the opportunity for Kirby to become anything as long as they put it in the game. I want a Cupid Kirby plushie because Cupid Kirby is like one of the most perfect Kirbys there ever did was.
Even if it's square?
Yeah, fine. Even if it's square. There should be a Sprout Kirby. I think there is a Sprout Kirby plushie.
What?
There's like a bunch of different color Kirbys with a sprout on his head. Oh my God. You can make anything cuter by just putting a sprout on its head. This is my design mantra. Slap a sprout on that thing's head.
Oh my gosh.
It's immediately more lovable to me.
Why does it have to be on the head?
Because that's just kind of like where it belongs. You need a good head accessory. Honestly, I feel like good character design has like one main head accessory, like a motif. And it should be on the head because the head is like the focal point of the character.
I see. So is that why you have Meredith?
No, that's my sprout.
But that's a different color.
Huh?
Meredith is the only thing that's like a different color.
Well, I guess Meredith did kind of become my extra thing.
Yeah, because the sprout kind of blends in. That's not really an accessory.
Yeah, but it's It was like that was my main thing. And especially because when I was human, I still had a sprout. So it was a little bit different. But now I'm just kind of a plant. So
you were kinda, a human? Ew.
We just looked at your human version in the last episode. What do you mean?
Yeah, the flesh monster. Yeah,
fleshy
thing. Like, hello, it's me from Jotoid.
I bet you're full of blood.
I mean,
can I see?
Even as a cat, I would be.
Can I?
Shut up. Oh, my God. Stop being weird. Could I see your blood?
I can smell your blood.
This is the most nothing episode yet. If no, you guys are listening to this still, tell us why in the comments.
Again. Yeah. You always ask them.
We're just like literally rambling about random shit from when we were long distance. And then we're like, oh, yeah. Also, let's do a 5-minute rant on why sprouts should be... in designs, and then pause every 5 minutes. So there should be a sprout.
No, that's not what happened.
And it should always be.
That's not what happened at all.
And then wait. Then the pause.
No.
Well, oh yeah, we're doing an episode. Right. Anyway, a sprout. Yeah.
No!
Oh, Meredith? Yeah. Okay, it started. Are we getting to the point where it's annoying? Okay. So let's push it a little further and then we can get towards funny again. Ready?
And then also, we would be in Skype calls all the time, like 24/7, even overnight. And if we would disconnect, I would be sad because I wouldn't want to wake him up to reconnect.
I always hated that. It was just like annoying. It's like, I want to sleep. That's it. Like, I don't want to have to like wake up every 5 minutes to fight with the internet. Just let us sleep.
But that's because Skype was a peer-to-peer.
A lot of times I had to take my headphones off because I couldn't sleep with them on.
Yeah.
And so I would just like put it like above my headstand so I could still hear you if you were talking. But I was still like without my headphones on. I hated those days.
I know. And like it would hurt my ears.
Yeah.
I think even my mom would get upset if she walked into the room and she saw me sleeping with headphones on because she was like, that's going to ruin your ears. And you know, she's right.
No, it won't.
Yes, it
Let
will.
Me just scream into your ears for 30 hours. It'll be fine.
30 hours?
Like, just like that, but like up into your ears in lowercase. Like, in lowercase.
Yeah, screaming. Someone said that recently that you lowercase scream.
Yeah, it's because.
That's
I don't
his
know.
Thing.
I just do that.
Dalton's not a big yeller. You know, there's a lot of people that. Okay. There's like a category of people. There's the people who, when you see someone from across the room, you yell their name.
Hey!
And then there's the people that see you and, like, panically try to get over to you so that they don't have to yell your
name.
Yeah,
that's me. I'm like, oh. Hi.
I'm the yeller. I'm going to yell someone's name.
I usually don't. It's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, but.
Hey, I'm over here. But, like, if it's, like. That's the only way you're going to get someone's attention. I'll do that, but...
I would yell for people. But I did have a friend who was never the yelling type. She was very quiet. She would not yell or raise her voice for anything. So when she would see me in the crowd at school, she would just, like, shuffle, like, walk shuffle panickedly over to me until I would notice her.
I don't know. I just don't like screaming.
That's okay.
Sometimes I'm
you don't
like,
have to be.
If I'm like really in the mood for it, like I could be like, ah!
Yeah, it's a switch for you. It depends on how comfortable you are or how mad you are.
Yeah. A lot of times we record these in the mornings and I'm just like, I'm just chill. I just want to talk. I don't want to scream. I don't want to go crazy.
But he's not like, the screechy cat.
Screaming is like usually because like, I don't know. No, not always. I was gonna say like when like my adrenaline is like rushing or something, I'm like you know, like we're doing something fun or we're doing something frustrating. Basically
the two F's,
fun or frustrating, because like something tedious can be annoying but Also, something tedious can be fun. Just depends on how tedious it is. Like, what if it's frustrating kind or the
It depends on how interested you are, more so.
That too, but like, I think some of the some things transcend interest. Like, I think everyone likes peeling something.
Yeah, but that means you're interested in doing it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's going to be more fun for most people. It's when something's stuck and doesn't peel is when it's frustrating.
Like, you know, if you're peeling that plastic that a lot of new products come with.
Yeah, find like a volunteer for that.
The dust covers.
Everybody.
Everyone. That shit's satisfying.
Now find a volunteer who's going to scrape pavement off the ground.
Blech. Or like ice off of the windshield. That's the worst. The worst. See? Scraping, but you see, that's different. That's
what
scraping.
I mean.
I'm having a visceral physical reaction. I'm
they're
like,
very
itching.
Similar tasks, though. You're just removing a layer of something off another thing.
Oh, God. When snow inevitably comes, for those of you who are not in snowy regions, it will cake onto your windshields and form into ice. And then you need those, like, ice breaker things for your car and then scrape across the car.
It's weird to me that there are people who like don't ever experience that ever. They've never had like a car door frozen shut.
It's their climate.
And they've never had to scrape ice off their car so they can use it.
Like you Florida people?
It's better to just start your car 5 minutes before you use it. So you just like...
Yeah, you have to go outside, warm it up, heat it up. Yeah. You used to have to do that before school.
Yeah, it sucks. But that's what it's like being in a cold climate.
Especially when you live near a lake.
Oh, yeah,
it's
worse.
You get that lake effect. I've always lived near the lake. Like, I had Lake Michigan, and here you guys have Lake whatever.
Lake Erie.
Yeah.
But it's also too far north. We don't really get lake effect.
I don't know, because you guys get... Your weather's wacky.
Trust me.
Your weather's really wacky.
Right, but Cleveland gets the crazy weather.
Oh, I guess
we do not get the crazy weather. Yeah, like Cleveland rocks like the last episode. You know, Drew Carey once said Cleveland rocks, and if he said it, that's good enough for me. That's a quote from Jolton.
Mr. Daltoid.
God. All right, we are rambling a lot. We got to get this episode out. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, it's gonna get spooky in here soon, so watch out.
Yeah. Engage on whatever platform you're on. Like, favorite, subscribe on YouTube. We'll see you in the next episode.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.